Well, I'm not unhappy that the weekend hasn't lasted forever. It's Monday morning, and this is the Good Day program. November the 14th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, as we get started with another week. The things that you won't hear much discussion about versus the things you will hear discussion about. I don't know what angle we would take, because we don't talk about presidential politics. We don't talk about debates. We don't talk about things that are political. Certainly the Penn State scandal, which has kind of a political bent to it, is in the focus still. A lot of people getting pretty angry about what's happened to Joe Paterno on both sides. I don't even know what happened. I've been so out of it this weekend. I don't even know what happened. Did they play their game on Saturday?
And they did. Yeah.
Who was the coach?
I think they won, too, didn't they?
No, I think they were losing when last time I checked, but I didn't see.
They had a winning season?
Yeah, but it's pretty much gone. It was pretty cool in that the students usually all wear white, but they all wore blue in support of the victims.
Oh.
So
that was a change, because a lot of the students seemed to be late last week protesting.
That was
Paterno and what happened
right,
to him.
Was,
and
a couple thousand of them, yeah. The school decided that they don't want to look like a bunch of idiots. They better.
The students decided that.
Yeah, in the main, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are 40,000 students, I think, at Penn State, are there not? Close to it?
I would imagine, yeah.
I think there are 40. We stand to be corrected because we're on 800-510-825, although I think it may be not until the next hour.
But anyway, yeah, right.
Yeah, 800-510-8255. So, I think I'm going to be okay.
Good.
I'm actually debating how to do this. And because you've probably not heard me in such a sleep-deprived state, I don't think I can't remember when I have been without sleep for as long as I have. Although a lot of people go through this. This is not, there's nothing about what I'm going to tell you that hasn't happened to every one of you. And so I'm going to use the premise of the situation to sort of get you to think about your life and what goes on in your life and what has gone on in your life. A Monday morning, normally, we normally are moderately serious on Monday, and then the tone over the course of the week on the Good Day program, it gets lighter as we go through the week, and perhaps that'll be the case this week as well. But today and the weekend, which are in the focus for most of us, because a lot of you had hopefully a good weekend. A lot of people spent a lot of time with Veterans Day. It was important. I think we did a pretty good job with it. Although I was no more on my game on Friday than I am right now, and maybe even I'm less on my game now because of circumstances which some of you have probably figured out by going to the homepage at DougSteffen.com. The reality of journeys and what happens to us on our journeys. Some of us are fortunate enough to meet people and have lessons of life taught to us. If you're really fortunate, you have somebody people in your life, perhaps folks that you marry, perhaps folks who are your brothers, sisters, siblings, your parents, but there are hopefully people in your life who will teach you things and who will learn from you, because that's really what life is all about, learning lessons and making your way through situations that hopefully are bigger than life sometimes. They are important. You have your children, for example. When your children are born, what greater moment do most of us experience than going through that? And then, you have passings. You have your folks that are going to be dispatched for the most part during most of our lives. And there'll be other people that are close to you that get dispatched during the course of your lives. And you think about that, and who do you share those things with? If you are alone, it's pretty ugly. if you have some support, you have some people with you that have also cared about that person, maybe they've learned, maybe they've had some of the same experiences with that person. So it is with that in mind that I take you on a fairly brief review of the life of Tony Steffen, which ended on Saturday. And I want to, with that, engage Rich and Jennifer and you in a review of what your proudest moments. Let's think about your life, at this point in your life, whatever point you're in your life, what are you proudest of and why? What things about your life have been the best, and why do you think they've affected you the way that they have? I was talking to Bob Kay, who was my general manager, and we were thinking about the people in whose lives we have been the longest. Other than my two sisters, Nancy and Linda, Tony Steffen was in my life longer than anybody but Bob Kay. Bob's been a part of my life since 1968, and it's interesting how people can work together and still be friends and stuff and have it last as long as Bob and I have. Tony and I met in the spring of 1971, about 3 weeks before my mother died, and she was happy to tell people along the course of the way that she married me because she felt sorry for me. I told her brother that yesterday, and he looked at me. I'm thinking, my God, my
like
sister
a good Catholic that she
yeah,
was.
Yeah. at that
good
point,
guilt.
she was a particularly good Catholic, but yeah, she had plenty of guilt about the things that caused her to leave the convent, which, again, sort of to tell the story, for those of you who may not have heard me tell these stories over the years, Tony was in a convent before she was a nun for 4.5 years, and then got out because personally it couldn't work for her. She couldn't make it work
fit.
For her.
Yeah.
No, it was not a good fit. And knowing Tony, you know, there are pictures around. I have one here. I suppose it would make an interesting thing. The pictures that are at DougSteffen.com are of her at the wedding of our daughter, Megan. And she was, Richie weren't there that day, but Jennifer was there.
Mm-hmm.
And
great day.
Yeah, it was. And so we've had, over the course of our life, a lot of ups and downs. She decided after being married to me for 8 years that I wasn't the guy for her. It, interestingly enough, was...
Hey, you lasted longer than God did.
Yeah, I did last. Or Jesus.
Jesus, yeah.
Nice way to look at it, Rich.
When you go into the and you go into the nunnery, you're married to Jesus,
right.
Isn't that right? Don't you wear a ring?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I think you wear a ring. So, anyway, yeah, she did last longer with me than she did with Jesus. In fact, she lasted with me for the rest of our lives. It just wasn't as being married. She divorced me... When we were both 29 or we just barely 30, and we had been married for almost 8 years at that point. We had, we didn't know anything about anything. The first thing I would tell you, about, contemplation, I've said this to my children and they both, adhered well to it, the idea of thinking you know what it's about before, if you're a man, you're 35, and if you're a woman, you're in your late 20s. If you think you know what life is about before that, you're out of your mind, because you don't. Haven't got a clue. So I always discourage
people. Even that it's questionable.
Right.
An ongoing journey.
You know what life is about to that point. The problem is you keep changing, and you're not really the person you're going to be until you're a guy, early 30s, and a woman,
Richie,
late 20s.
You were smart enough not to get married.
No, no woman would have me.
Well,
I was lucky enough.
Well, Tony, anyway, so I had just lost my mom, and so she sort of felt, she was interested in me. She loved the farm. She loved what I was about, but she didn't really love me because she didn't really know me. So anyway, the life continues, and she marries another guy. I doesn't have any children with him. and finds that she likes him less than she likes me. So she divorces him, and but all during the course of her being married to this other guy, the one thing that we have in common are these two children.
Mm-hmm.
And we have both decided that we would be foolish not to make them our priority because we loved them so much. And so we never fought about the children. We all had our things about why you weren't a good husband, or yada, yada. It didn't make any difference. It still was the children were our focus, and that's the only intelligent way to look at it. So the children were never distanced from either one of us because of the games that a lot of people do play when it comes to being divorced. And over the course of the years that she was married to this other guy, she became less enchanted with him, and so she was more connected to me again, and not in a solicitous way. We just enjoyed each other's company, and again, we shared time with the children. So when she divorced him in the late 90s, her presence she moved up to a place on the coast of Maine. She was always soliciting my help, and I was always happy to give it to her. And so our bond continued and it grew stronger and stronger as the years went on, because we both knew each other. We knew what we liked, we knew what we didn't like, we knew what to talk about, we knew what to stay away from. And, you know, she was really very solicitous of trying to be on track with me. So I give you all this stuff as a background because of her passing and the stuff that I'm trying to work through myself, and things that I think will be worth your thinking about, if you will. So if you'll bear with me, I want to, we'll spend some time this morning. And again, you're invited to look at those pictures, and maybe on Facebook, Jennifer, we can do a little pawing around.
Sure.
Of the question of your proudest moments in your life and why they are. 800-510-8255. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor
outdoor winter activity. Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Now 23 after the hour, the Dirk Stephan Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and I, asking you to think about that thing in your life that you are proudest of, and why would that be? Now, the reason I'm as reflective as I am today is because my former wife, Tony, passed away on Saturday. You heard me talking on Friday in kind of a nebulous way about me having to pursue something that I wasn't happy to pursue over the weekend. I'll tell you sort of the story and how it came to be. Richie and Jennifer both know this story. And the ongoing story of Tony and her cancer. She's been fighting breast cancer for 20 years. First knew of it in the spring of 1991. And I remember the moment she came into the house. The kids had been there for the weekend. She was picking them up. And she sat down on the steps going upstairs and said to the kids, this is the story. She was 45 at the time. Had just, as a matter of fact, had her 45th birthday. And so the kids, Brendan was really torn about it. Brendan and his mother have had this extraordinary relationship. You know, boys and their moms and daughters and their dads and all that sort of thing. Both children have known, and I think this is maybe how they turned out okay, certainly not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but they have turned out to be model humans, if I may say so. I'm not saying that just because I say that, but I seem to get that consensus from people. So if I haven't, either Tony or I are happy, or both of us, to take a little bit of credit, measure of credit, in how these two children are. So anyway, Tony and the last time I saw Tony was in June of this year, and Tony looked like, if you go to the pictures at DougStephan.com, that's pretty much what Tony looked like, except she only had one arm, because you'll remember that she had her arm amputated, and I told that story. I don't think she's actually been on the air with us since that event took place.
No.
I don't think she's been around. She's been on with us for
almost
a year.
She was out here. It was a little harder.
Yeah, it was harder. She moved to L.A. She lived, after she divorced me, she lived in Hingham, Massachusetts with this guy, and then she moved up to the coast of Maine. Always been wonderful around the water. Loved the water. One of the reasons she loved coming and staying at my house in California was that I'm on the beach, and she was able to walk the beach. Just loved doing that. She had one of the most amazing collections of stones. Tony was a collector of a lot of things, including friends, objects, knowledge. Everywhere she went, she made friends. She would alienate people because, you know, she was who she was. She always spoke her mind. And sometimes people liked it and sometimes people didn't. There were plenty of people in my family, my father most notably, who for a long time had very little use for Tony because he didn't like hearing from people what he didn't want to hear from people. And Tony never, you know, kept a secret about what she was feeling and thinking. So anyway, the fast forward of the story is the arm, she gets breast cancer. It goes into her bones. It lodges in her upper femur. I guess that's the arm, in the upper part of your arm. I mean, the bone in the upper part of your arm. And there are operations to try to do something with it. The radiation that was done on her arm went to the wrong place, cut a hole in her arm, and therefore made her arm, it rendered it useless and didn't do anything to deal with the cancer that was in her arm. So doctors devised a plan to take her arm off, which they did, and put in a cadaver bone, which was replaced twice over the course of her life and also replaced again by a plastic bone, and then replaced 2 years ago by a bone from her leg. And that's when the problem really started. So I'll sort of leave you at this point as I tell the chronology of the story and get back to it in a few minutes because we have those things like the clock to be watched here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Too many travelers let their guard down on the road. Here's how you can protect yourself in a hotel. Safety starts before you check in. Find out if the hotel's hallways, exits, and entrances and parking lots are actually monitored by security cameras. And when checking in, don't allow the front desk staff to announce your room number. Instead, have them write it down on a slip of paper. In the room, check that any sliding glass doors have double locks, that the smoke detectors work, and that there's a deadbolt on the front door. You may have seen the news about Peeping Toms cutting a hole around the peephole on the outside of the door. Just cover the peephole with a piece of duct tape, so there's no risk of anyone looking in, and the option of looking out remains with you. Skip the please make up the room sign. That's a dead giveaway that you're not there. Instead, just call housekeeping when you need the sheets changed. And if something happens, make sure you file your own incident report with the hotel in addition to an official police report. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from One Main Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
It's 33 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday, the 14th of November. And I'm telling a story about my former wife, Tony, who passed away on Saturday. And I guess what I'm doing is telling a story that's pretty universal, because all of us have had these circumstances. We can all relate to losing somebody. Again, parents, spouses, people that you care about, and this the story of Tony and me together, kind of an unusual story, and that's because I think we're both, I can say this, and she would, as she listens to us here in her own way, will be laughing a little about that being an understatement, and maybe that's one of the reasons that we sort of grew up and grew together on some things. There were plenty of things we still didn't agree on, politics being one of them, but we didn't talk about that stuff. That we didn't, you know, the things that you always sort of get accused of, you never talk about these things. Well, we found it convenient not to talk about the things that we didn't agree on, and so that made it a lot better, because we found many more things that we did agree on. Tony loved being on the farm. She loved being here in California. The people on the farm, Tony was a collector of people. It was hard not to engage her if she was around you, one of those things. And so as we look at her and her life, and I think whimsically about how this passing has affected me, frankly, more than any other passing in my life. And when my mother died, she was very young. My mother died in very similar circumstances, interestingly enough, to Tony, in terms of what her final days were about. It was a different disease. My mother didn't have cancer. She had emphysema. But her blood and how her lungs were working and all that whole thing, which was, you know, the end of Tony, turned out, you know, the same way as my mother. I'm happy not to have seen Tony with oxygen, because that's what she's been on only the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But my mother was on it for a basic part of a couple of years, and I was sort of the caretaker, and it was miserable. I was around a lot. It was just, ugh, see people go through that.
Anyway. Yeah.
So I'd like you to think about, as I finish the story, what it is that you're proudest of in your life.
And, remind me why you're attaching your proudest moment to Tony's.
Well, because I think that that's what I want people, when I think about her.
You think about the kids.
I think about, the things that she was proudest of were her children.
Right.
Her winning ways with people. She was very, very convincing, and she took great pleasure in being convincing. She was extraordinarily determined, and that's demonstrated best by the fact that she lasted with this cancer for 20 years. She had it was pretty far advanced. And in 1991, a lot of the things that were, you know, that are now around or that were developed later weren't around. So it was a pig and a poke when they started this procedure at Beth Israel. And there were 21 people in the protocol with her. They all were long gone. They used to call themselves the cancer girls. They were three, four, five years after the discovery, and most of them, they were long gone. So she went through it and had four really grueling bouts with the chemo and the things that go with sort of conventional treatment. And then she changed it up a bit as she matured in her thinking about medicine and did some alternative stuff. But she never really was real comfortable. She would never have gone to a Cancer Treatment Center of America or anything like that. She developed relationships with the doctors. Interestingly enough, her doctor here that she met, because of the way the system is, you have to have a GP, and she didn't have one when she got here. So she made friends with this young woman who came over to the house on Saturday afternoon a couple hours before Tony died and sat with us and told some stories about it, about the what Tony's process was here. And that was just another example of her being connected to people. I also find Tony's artistic communication. She, over the last, since she got breast cancer, she was extraordinarily stimulated and motivated to express herself in other than the spoken word or the written word. Mm-hmm. And so she developed lots of things, became someone who is very good at making clay. She exhibited this stuff all over the East Coast and sold a lot of it and was very proud of it. And given the fact that she hadn't, for the last really 7 or 8 years, not had full use of her right hand, you know, the fact that she did a lot of it with one hand makes it, when you look at the stuff, even more sort of extraordinary. But she, again, that speaks to her determination. So as we sprinkle the conversation around here, and I'm not going to stick to this the whole morning, but I think that the story is of value because of her life being of such value, but also it gives you a chance to think about things that are important to you and what you're proud of. So, James, tell us your story. Listening to KWAM in Memphis, what is what in your life are you proudest of, and why do you think that is?
Well, it'd be impossible to take the one and be right, but something I've done in the last 4 years. I was listening to your show a few years back, and you had a doctor on talks about eating colorful foods, and that they're full of antioxidants and they're healthy for you. So I took a Peruvian purple corn that they make cornbread out of and crossbred it with sweet corn that we eat here in America that tastes good. And now I've got a purple sweet corn that's an antioxidant that's good for you.
Really? That is so cool.
Are you selling it commercially?
No, I've only got maybe 100 seeds. Right? This is a 4-year journey, and next year I'll have a lot of seeds.
And when you have enough seeds that you want to part with some, can I buy some from you? Because I'd like to help you help yourself in this way, because you're going to help a lot of people with it, if it is as you say it is.
When I get my supply up, I'll send them to you.
I'd like to grow some.
James,
awesome.
I ask you how you crossbreed seeds? How does that work?
All right, your corn stalk, the top of it has the pollen. And the sides of it, where the ears are, that's the female flower part. You break the top pollen heads off of one plant type, and then when you plant another row of corn beside it, you leave those pollen heads on. So when the pollen is made, the corn stalks that do not have any pollen heads will be fertilized by only one variety of corn. So that's how you cross pollinate.
Wow. And by the way, James,
it's as simple as can be, but
that's one of the reasons that there's so much issue about the genetically modified corn or any of the seeds or any of the vegetables that have been genetically modified, because the purists like you and me, I don't want that genetically modified stuff next to corn that is normal. And so as these things happen, the cross-pollination, it dilutes the strength and actually it what you're getting is kind of it's not even a crossbreed, it's a half breed, it's something that it's not good for you, frankly.
So
how you watch the program of The World According to Monsanto?
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but
TV. All the stuff that they're making, it's already in the old corn areas of Peru up in the mountainsides, and you know they've got the Roundup Ready genes in their old primitive corn varieties. Are 12,000 years old.
Yep.
There's no way to escape it.
How do you know that when you cross-pollinate, sorry, but this is kind of fascinating, how do you know that when you cross-pollinate these two breeds that you get the best of each one of them, or can you control that?
Well, when you cross-pollinate this purple variety from Peru, it's full of superannuates, and you can look that up on the internet. Look up blueberries, purple carrots.
Yeah, it's a blueness. It's blackberries. It's the dark-colored fruit that's most helpful.
Interesting
for you.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. When you cross-pollinate that with sweet corn looks different than that type of corn, stone corn, when they're dry. Sweet corn's wrinkly when it's dry, and stone corn is real hard. It looks like popcorn in a way.
Right, it's cow corn. What I refer to, and most people refer to as cow corn, it could be grain corn. You know, another way of understanding why colors are good, if you investigate purple potato skins, purple potatoes, versus white potatoes, you'll find that, and the only thing that's any good in a potato is the skin. And purple potatoes are much, much better for you. If you're going to fix potatoes for Thanksgiving, make sure you use purple potatoes if you want something that's good for your family. They taste the same. And make sure the skins are left on them, because they're very high in the antioxidants, which is, again, what you're saying this corn is all about. Well, good for you, James. That's a great story. You ought to be proud of that.
The problem with people is we want to eat foods that look good to us, and now that we can test foods, see how nutritious they are, now we can start eating foods that are nutritious and crossbreed them with good-looking food, so we'll eat them and be good for us over time.
Yep, you're right. Good. Nice to hear from you. That's great.
That's neat.
That guy is a great story.
Very cool.
See, that's what I want. I want to have us, as we talk about Toni and her passing and her life, you know, make something relevant, because there is... This is part of all of us. It's the transition. It's stuff that you can't escape it. It's, you know, it's our own fate. But you don't want it to happen to somebody that you care about, especially when I see how much it hurts my children. But it hurt all the three of us. I told Jennifer, anyway, to sort of finish off the story about what happened to her. When she had the last operation in... it would have been November of 09. November of 10, November of 2010.
Right.
She had this bone from her leg put in her arm. And she thought this was going to be the best way because it was her own body that was being moved around. But during the course of the operation, she developed a very aggressive infection. And she tried to treat the infection for months and months and months. Her arm got so swollen that she couldn't really use it at all. And she was in agony. She couldn't sleep. She had to sleep sitting up in a chair. It was just awful. And she looked so tired all the time and so haggard. And she has, if you look at her face, you see her. She had a very pretty, kind of sweet face. So anyway, promised myself I was going to get too deep into this, too deep into me and my own emotions, and I think telling the story helps a little bit. So she decides she wants to move to California to be with the kids. So she comes out here and finds a place, cute little place, but she still is just she thinks she'll feel better if she's in California. Well, I mean, she wanted to come out here because she wanted to be with the kids. At that time, Megan was thinking about having a baby, and so this would have been perfect for Tony. Anyway, she gets here and goes to the doctor. Tony's husband is a prof at UCLA, so they get her into the UCLA medical system, which is really quite good. And the doctors look her over, and they start her on a different kind of protocol, but it's pretty aggressive to try to get rid of this infection that is raging in her arm and her shoulder. Turns out, after working on her for a few months, it doesn't get any better. So the doctor says, look, the only way you're going to fix this is to take that arm off. And Tony, God bless her, she said, okay, when do we do it? And they scheduled it very rapidly. It's like 3 or 4 days after.
And she was done with it at that
point.
She
was done. Yeah. Like, yep. I'd had enough of this.
I got no use for this arm. Yeah.
Take it, and they took it off, and I said, what'd you do with the arm? She says, I don't know what they did with it. I don't care. So I normally, when she had her operations, I was always the first person. Even if she was married to the other guy, I was always the first person that showed up in the hospital afterwards, and she was upset with me because I couldn't get to her the day of the operation. I didn't get there until the day after. And I remember saying on the air, when I saw her, I was startled to look at this woman without an arm. I mean, it's startling. But my God, she just went about the business.
She made jokes
so
about
better.
It and just.
Oh, yeah. I told you the joke about going. We went to about a month after the operation, we went to the movies. And I got two popcorns, and I didn't even think about it. I was reaching to pay for them, and I said, here, hold these. Maybe she really did have black humor was her thing. Anyway, so it gets worse and worse. The pain doesn't go away. The infection kind of goes away, but they have these phantom pain. When you have your arm, anything amputated, the nerves are still there. They didn't quite handle the nerves the way they ought to have been and block things the way they should have. But the worst thing was when they were in there taking the arm off, they stirred up her lymph system, and that stirred up the cancer again. She really had, once you have cancer, you always have cancer. We all have cancers
right.
In us anyway. But it stirred it up, and over the course of the summer, she began to feel things that she hadn't felt before ever in her life. But she was testing everything, and doctors would say this was the story and yada, yada, yada. And so I hadn't seen her from June till September when we went to Vermont to my sister's daughter's wedding. And when I saw her, the first time I saw her, I looked at her and she could tell by looking at my face that I was startled. And she said, I understand, I know. She'd lost a good deal of weight. And she was having trouble breathing then, and she'd been told that it was asthma. Well, that was BS because it wasn't asthma. The cancer tumors were growing in her lungs, and she was having a harder time breathing. That was the last trip that she ever took. She had scheduled to go to North Carolina to be with her brother who lives there, and that trip couldn't take place. And I knew when she had really been looking forward to it, and when she couldn't go, she sent an email, this is about a month ago, saying, I'm sorry, I can't go, but I'm not up to traveling. Last week, she really took a turn. She couldn't walk. She couldn't talk, really. She couldn't eat. And it was very quick. Everything about this thing moved so quickly that's one of the things that's
thank God.
Yeah. But it's her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, everything was she.
Well, she made a decision.
She made a decision. Yeah. When she found out on, Wednesday, they kind of knew this was really serious. And Thursday, the kids talked to the doctors, and they said that the cancer had spread and was so impactful that she might have 4 weeks to live if they put her through lots of, the usual, we'll spend all your money and try to keep you alive for another month.
Right.
And Tony was having none of that. So she stopped everything. She stopped taking everything. She stopped the oxygen. She just stopped eating everything. This was Thursday night, Friday morning, when the kids called me. I flew out here Friday night, and she was miserable on Saturday during the day, but lucid enough to see me. She always called me Uncle D. She knew that her brother and the two kids and I were there, and she went to sleep. And there's a story that goes with her passing, but to finish off the hour, she passed at 7:15 on Saturday.
Thank you. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We have 53 minutes after the hour now on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Normally in this time, we've got you would say this is Technology Corner, technology for the simple folks, or simple technology for everybody to understand. And that's why I like to wrap a lot of our conversation around Alex Goldfain, who's done a good job over his career of boiling down technology to make it simple and understandable. How many real-world friends do you have today? How many real friends do you have? The question is asked because Alex Goldfain has an interesting perspective on this, and we're going to get to that in a moment. He's the technology tailor, and he'll have his report. It's a sad report, actually. Today's kind of a sad day, and we're working it from all angles. That's up next here on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A Cornell University sociologist is out with a study on friends. Not Facebook friends, but the real world kind. In an era of hundreds of Facebook friends and thousands of Twitter followers, how many real world close friends do we have these days? The answer, not many, and less than before. According to ABC News, the study found that on average, people say they have two close friends. In 1985, the last study we have for comparison, that number was at three close friends. It makes sense. We have far more technological distractions from personal relationships today than back then. But what about Facebook friends? How valuable are they to people? According to the University of Pennsylvania, frequent Facebook use is equivalent to about half the boost and support you get from being married. Whoa! Facebook use creates half the personal support of a marriage? Really? Half the trust and the sharing of a life together can be found on Facebook? Call me a cynic, but I'm not sold on that. I'm Alex Goldfain.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I cleaned the whole garage and pruned the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's no secret that diabetes can lead to serious health complications like heart disease and nerve damage, but many might not realize it can also cause serious visual and dental health problems, including blindness and oral infection. So let's catch up with Kendra Johansson for a report on this.
November is National Diabetes Month, an important time to check in with your doctor to see if you're at risk or to find out how you can better manage your condition, particularly when it comes to your vision and oral health. Dr. Michael Weitzner, Vice President for United Healthcare's dental business, says regular doctor office visits are important.
For millions of Americans with diabetes or prediabetes, the eyes and the mouth can be a window into your health, especially if you're unaware that you have the disease or are at risk for developing it. Scheduling regular checkups with your eye doctor and dentist is critical to staying healthy. Those visits can help to regulate the toll diabetes could take on your eyes, teeth and gums, and overall wellness. Regular checkups can also help identify certain telltale signs and symptoms that could mean you have the disease. This National Diabetes Month, be sure to schedule an appointment with your doctor and make dental and visual care a priority.
For more, visit unitedhealthgroup.com/diabetes. That's healthcare now from United Health Group.
It's coming up at 59 past the hour. I'm looking at some of the things. I don't know how you're doing this on Facebook, Chenjin, because I haven't.
We are talking about what you're most proudest of, and people are sending you lots of well wishes, Dougie.
That's neat. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the email from folks. Thanks to Fran and Charles and Russell and Tony and John, Ken for their wishes. It's all about who we are.